Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words concerning our elected officials exiting Washington like frightened rats streaming out of sewers to escape Godzilla. And really, who can blame them? Anybody who's ever spent the summer in D.C. will tell you it's a lot like hell with humidity. Not sure even hell has winged insects the size of footstools. They don't call it foggy bottom for nothing, you know. The thing is, this is the same Congress about to break all previous records for futility. The Zero Zip Zilch Boys, who have taken lethargy to bold new heights, or is it depths? Folks who would need mechanical assists to raise themselves from stuporous to torpid. Drugged slugs. Debbie does drowsy. In essence, what they're doing is taking a vacation from doing nothing. Like waking up to take a nap. The 113th Congress is destined to go down in history as the do-nothingest Congress of all do-nothing Congresses. They're the undisputed champs of do-nothingness, the slacker Congress, who have now been released into their home districts to freely roam amongst normal people beginning a five-week recess. One question, how do you relax from doing nothing? Slip into a coma? Not just a vacation, it's a five-week paid vacation. They must think they're in Europe. And the odd part is, they have to. It's the law. The Legislative Reorganization Act of 1970 requires Congress to take off the entire month of August. Not sure, but think it had something to do with members of the Senate being photographed in bathing suits around our nation's capital, which surely aroused a plaintive cry from the city's denizens. So, let's hope they get some rest and are ready for the tough task of remaining inactive and not passing any legislation when they come back after Labor Day. Labor Day. Sure wasn't named after these guys. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.